This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's just a little bebop for your snowy ride home after work today.
And rock steady.
This is the whole mood that I have when I'm driving home and snow and ice laden roads in traffic trying to get home. That's not it at all.
You're just sort of dancing.
Yeah. What's the weather? Okay. Was the weather bad coming in for you today?
Yep.
Did you just take it slow or did...
Yeah, I had to take it slow.
Your car sitting somewhere on 64 right now?
I'm thankful it started.
Really?
Yeah, I took a couple tries.
Okay. Ooh. Well, we know that there is a two-parter situation here for the storm, and because Ryan Wiggins refused to go back up onto the roof and report that it was, in fact, currently snowing...
Dave Murray's up there.
We sent Dave Murray to the roof, and we're going to find out what it's doing up there. The 97.1 chief meteorologist, our friend Dave Murray. Welcome back to the show, Dave. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Get Wiggins back up on the roof.
Yep, go. Right now,
Ryan. I want him up there for the next
You want company,
hours.
Don't you?
You said it's the chief speaking right now. You salute and you go, Ryan Wiggins.
That's true.
So it's 1:30 right now here in St. Louis. It looks like maybe we're in the middle. Tell us what's coming next.
Yeah, the stuff this morning was just kind of a reinforcing shot of the Arctic cold coming down, so kind of setting up what's coming. There is a big batch of snow, central Missouri, all the way down into portions of Arkansas, Oklahoma, back into Kansas. That's the main system. However, the cold, dry air from the Arctic typically wins in this situation when it comes to the St. Louis area. So we have this really fine line of absolutely no snow, a little snow, and a lot of snow. So let's put St. Louis, obviously, right in the middle, starting late this afternoon, continuing for a good portion of the night. It will be a powdery snow, like a Rocky Mountain snow. We should see about 3 inches of that. You go north, there won't be any snow at all. And when I say go north about 50 miles. You go south, and along and south of a Jefferson City, Farmington, Chester line, 8 to 12 inches of snow.
Oh, man.
It's a tremendous difference. And even there, it's going to be a light, dry, fluffy type snow. Easy to blow around. Easy to remove. But at the same time, temperatures are going to be around 10 degrees. So even though we're not going to see a lot of snow here in the St. Louis area, any kind of snow, especially extra slick in these kind of super cold temperatures that we have right now, and they're not going anywhere, there will be slick spots on the roads, all the side streets, major highways, the whole thing. Everything will be slicking up as we get into the late afternoon rush and overnight tonight. It's all gone in the morning. However, there'll still be some snow flurries, a little bit of light snow around on Wednesday, and temperatures in the teens.
Yikes.
You know what this reminds me of, Dave Murray, is remember last week at the same time, everybody was going, we're not really sure what this is going to be. And then it turned out to be nothing. Is there a chance that could happen?
It wasn't nothing.
It was next to nothing.
It wasn't much. But if you remember correctly, we said it was not going to be much.
And when he says we, he means him.
I cannot account for who you're listening to and what phone you're looking at.
Dave, none of us, if you're talking about Ryan Wiggins, none of us know what he's listening to. None of us know at all. So the timing for
there's weird stuff going on in that head.
Yeah, that's documentable. When do the roads, in your mind, when do the roads start getting bad?
Well, you know, like this morning, there were a lot of slick spots this morning, and we did not have a lot of snow. So once it starts to snow, we have to make the assumption that the roads are going to get slick very quickly. So use that as the timing. If it starts to snow as we get into the late afternoon rush, roads will go downhill very, very quickly.
So people right now listening, 1:30, if you can get home from work, maybe do that right now.
Yeah, I would say let's say over the next 2 hours, if you've got the opportunity to get away from your work or school or whatever the case may be, yeah, I'd say forget it. We're not going to see a lot of snow, but it's really, really cold out there, and things will get a little bit messy. The majority of it is going to fall during the nighttime hours, so we've got that going for us. But give the road crews a chance to hit it. But again, overnight, we're going to be hanging right around 8-9 degrees. So a lot of the chemicals are going to really struggle on this.
Dave, when you said that roads will go downhill quickly, does that count if you live up on the bluff? No, really.
He's okay. Never going to come back. He's never going to come back on the show.
How did I know that was going to be said?
No. Let's just move past
Dave,
that.
Dave, he's going to the roof. Don't worry about it.
There's a real question here, though, and this is for my kids. Is this a good sledding snow? Is it a good snowball snow?
It's not a good snowball snow. It's not a good snowman snow. But a piece of cardboard, flying saucer, like that, excellent.
All right.
Excellent sledding snow.
All right.
That's good to know. All right.
Unless you live downhill.
Shut
down
up.
The road.
Shut up. He's not going to come back on the show.
Downhill is great.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, if you live uphill, then it's a bad snow.
Wow.
After the show,
How do you do this every day?
I don't know. I needed a four-day weekend, and now I need another four-day weekend. Well, Dave, we appreciate the updates. People need to heed those warnings and make sure they're safe. And I think it's also important for, like what you said, to get out of the way so the road crews can do their thing. There are a lot of cars on the roads. That makes it more difficult for them to do that.
Exactly.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to give you some hope.
Okay.
We should be in the 50s come Monday.
50s come Monday. Oh, man. I'm just going to mentally go there right now.
There you go.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Okay. No dancing while you're driving, by the way.
Fair enough. We'll appreciate that.
Dave said so.
All right, Ryan, go to the roof and go get Dave.
Okay.
Talk to you soon, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
97.1 Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray. How much does he know about you? Is this all from your stint on the Dave Glover show?
I think it's from when I was on Glover. Yeah,
I'm sure he listens to our show every day, but in the off chance he doesn't.
No, he came in one time and...
Really?
Yeah, he came in once and we were just sort of doing a studio visit and I got an autograph from him for my dad because my dad just is a weather nut.
It must have been a really big deal when he came in because he and Dave Glover... famously had never met for years and years and years.
I think that was that time.
Yeah.
And every time I go down in my basement now, or my parents' basement, to get usually, you know, get a drink down there. They have a refrigerator down there. I walk past a picture
really
of Dave Murray
part of the story.
That's signed to Bob Wiggins.
Bob Wiggins.
And I'm always like, oh, yeah, Dave, that's cool. Murray. It's right
and
there.
And you and Dave have that moment.
Yeah, me and Dave Murray have that moment that
on
he doesn't know.
On your way to get a drink from the refrigerator.
Yeah, usually I'm getting a Yoo-Hoo.
There's some conversations we have where I'm like, I'd like a map of this conversation. I'm going to share a picture here on the YouTube live chat. And just to let you know, last night I went and visited the Monroe County Lincoln Day event. Now, have you've been to a Lincoln Day dinner?
Yes.
Ryan, Brad, you've been to Lincoln Day dinners.
I feel like this is a setup, though.
Yeah, it's George Lincoln. No. I was invited to come out there. I was very honored to do that. Haven't done as much in Monroe County. I've been going to a lot of different places. Jersey County, I went there a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be going to Macoupin County. If you are in those areas, please sign up for the Macoupin County event. I'll be speaking out there in a few weeks, maybe in a month. Well, Monroe County's event was last night. And what Monroe County does And I'm just like learning a lot more about Monroe County. First of all, Republicans hold all the seats.
Sweet.
In Monroe County. And a lot of times if I go to these events, I'm like, here's what we need to do, guys. We need to get motivated. We need to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you guys already did it all. You tell me what I need to know.
Yeah.
It was not your traditional round table, linen, stage, Lincoln Day dinner. It was at a bar.
It was like the waste management tour.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was at a bar called the Fountain Inn.
Oh, okay.
Which was amazing. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get, the next time you're looking for like an adventurous date, I want you to find the Fountain Inn, which I think is in Valmire.
Ooh, I'm actually writing this down.
And you're driving through the country and you're driving along Bluff Road. And I've been on Bluff Road a bazillion times in my life because Bluff Road goes right there, 157 with the Collinsville, you know, Maryville, Edwardsville bluffs right there. These are different bluffs and it's a different Bluff Road. And it was just stunningly beautiful because it was kind of getting into golden hour. And you're driving through the fields on the right, bluffs on the left. It's just like the PCH. Kinda.
Mm-hmm.
A little snow cover over the field, so not completely white, but just the way it highlights everything, highlights all the ground up on the bluffs, just absolutely stunningly beautiful. And you're driving, and then all of a sudden, there's the bar. It's just out there.
Cool.
And it's a really cool bar. They got TVs up there. The people were just amazing. And, you know, it wasn't a huge space. There might have been 100 people in there. I'm not 100% sure. It was not a huge space, but it was a fish fry.
So was it people like riding the bull and like Coyote Ugly, or was it fancy?
Maybe in the back that I didn't see. I can't rule it out. No, okay. It's not fancy.
Okay.
But I mean, it's like the right kind of, it's just the absolute right speed. It's the Fountain Inn.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Like you just come up on a place from nowhere.
Yes.
Usually that's pretty cool.
And you know, you think like some sort of dive bar hole in the wall place. It was really nice and well put together inside. Like I said, big televisions up if you wanted to watch a game or something, but out in the middle of nowhere. In Valmire, Illinois, which I used to play Valmire in sports when I was in high school. Valmire was in our conference. And just the best people. And when I was sitting there, it wasn't like, Annie, stand up and, you know, do your 20-minute speech. I've had people be like, you go like 45 minutes. I'm like, good night. 45 minutes? Okay. I'm here to do whatever you want. Some people, like sometimes I'll MC. I'm always like, what can I do to help make this event? And this time, John, the guy who runs the Macoupin County Republican Party, I think I said that right. He was like, I was just thinking maybe I'd introduce you and then maybe ask you some questions and you could take some questions from the crowd. And I was like, sure, that sounds like fun. So I sat there and answered some questions, talked a little bit about how I got into where I am right now. And the first thing that I said, and when I was sitting up in front of these people, I just realized, like, it's February of 2025. Donald Trump's the president. I'm around the best people that Southern Illinois has to offer. And, you know, these groups exist in all these counties. But you get into this room, it's just happy people. People are smiling. People are talking. People are, you know, hugging when they walk in the room. There's fish fry going on at a bar with sports on the TV and everything. And I'm just like, what do the Democrat parties look like right now?
I think most of them are getting defunded because they were government. But I can tell you that they don't look as much like that.
I just was looking around at these folks that were there that I was so honored to be able to go there and meet. And I'm just like, this is the right place. These are the right people. And if you were to pluck anybody out who was like, I don't know about the Republican Party. I don't know about that. And put them in there. They would, at the end of the night, be like, these are great. This is great. What have I been missing? There is joy. There is happiness. It helps that Donald Trump's the president. But we're winning right now, and we're winning with the right things. And, of course, like I said, in Monroe County, they got it figured out there. They've got a wonderful county. I think they said that they have 34,000 people in the whole county. So it's a smaller county. It's easier to do those things. But they have great leadership. They have generational leadership in the Monroe County Republican Party. And you just go to an event like this. I think it's important to take note from the 4 years that we've been dealing with trying to push back and resist against what has been shoved upon us. I think it's really important when you're in those moments and you're like, gosh, this is good, to make sure that you remember and acknowledge the fact that right now it's good. And then use that as a catalyst to go for anybody who's around you who's curious about why you seem to be in such a good mood or to be feeling high on this, because good night, I'm watching some people just, I told you guys know I'm now a Reddit fiend. I just sit and read Reddit all the time at night when I'm trying to sleep. It's bad for my sleep cycle. Some people are absolutely distraught over this, but I think most people are watching what's going on, and whether they'll publicly admit it or not right now, they're like, this is pretty awesome.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do we get those people who maybe went out on a limb and supported Donald Trump in this last election, or knew that when they didn't support Kamala Harris in the last election, that that was a quiet vote of confidence for Donald Trump that they didn't actually have to own? How do you get those people to a fish fry in Valmyer, Illinois, to go, these are kind of my people? And it was wonderful. So I told you that they asked questions. The second question that I asked was from this guy here in the middle.
Oh, let me see here.
And he goes, what about this Wiggins guy?
Was that the whole question?
The second question I asked, what about this Wiggins guy? I think the question went something like this. Is he really like that?
No, you told him no, right? This is all a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get off air, and I'm actually pretty darn smart.
That's the word you came up with as the converse to what you are on the air.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I come off as the wisest person on air.
Oh, you come off as a
go ahead.
Not the wisest.
Oh, okay.
What about this Wiggins guy? Is he really like that? And I gave my explanation. And
you gonna skip that part?
Yeah, okay. A little bit. You had all to be right there. You got to come to the next fish fry,
guess,
man.
Yes, I will. I wrote it down.
Everybody wanted to know why you guys weren't there. And they wanted to see you guys as well. But I was really disgusted by how many people told me how much they like you guys.
It brings me joy.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm letting you know. These individuals, they were great guys. Everybody there was great. And yes, Ryan, you have a lot of fans in Monroe County. Brad, you do too.
I get a lot. Whenever I go to an event, I get a lot of questions, same thing. Where's Brad? And I'm always like, he's a good guy. He really should.
He's a man of God. He's working in the fields.
Right, right. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's actually a lot smarter than he comes off on air.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what you say. I don't think anyone's ever come up to me and like, is Brad really like that? But you, Ryan, it's every other question. But thank you, Monroe County, for having me out. It was wonderful. Go, like, just put for an evening. If you're, like, just trying to go somewhere and get out and go on a little adventure, go find the Fountain Inn in Valmire and tell them that Annie sent you. We'll be right back.